All in favor, say aye. I guess we do. Stuff, say that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Reports from department heads.
Phil Cooper, city inspector. 10-9 to date, we had 52 violations and 12 billings for grass and a total of 41 permits for from 10-9 to.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 2,119 runs for the year. We just finished up with fire prevention, and we had a great time, and I'm sure that we had the ability to see lots of kids and got our lesson across, and I think everyone, by the sounds of things, it went very well. And October must be the month of garage doors, because we have a great deal of garage door issues that we're working on, and just had another one break a spring today, so we'll be working on garage doors at the end of this month. That's it.
Next one.
Danny Wilson Cemetery. Since the last time I was here, I think we've had 8 services, which I don't remember the number Lisa told me, but we're down about 15, which is a good thing for the residents from last year. And we have the cemetery tour going on this weekend, the Knox County Historical and Antiquarian Society, and I forget the hours of it, but they up there meeting at the soccer field, and Van Gogh will be riding transportation through the cemetery, and the cemetery office will be open in case anybody wants to come in and use the restrooms or anything, so that's all I got. Thank you.
Thanks.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. This weekend is our Harvest Moon Festival. It's sponsored by the Chamber and Max 96.7. Schedule of events, it's from 9 to 6 p.m. out of Greg Park. There'll be a craft antique flea market, hay rides, train rides, food booths. There'll be Pumpkin Patch, sponsored by Franklin Heights Christian Church. Hot dog marshmallow roasting, sponsored by the Boy Scouts. There'll be a Miss Harvest Moon pageant at 10 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, there'll be a kids' costume judging and pictures with the Great Pumpkin, sponsored by Thursday Church. 1 to 4 is trunk or treating, sponsored by the Hoosier Cruisers. And then 2 to 5 will be music and the band show. And then the pool project is moving along. I believe we have another technical review committee meeting this week where we will finalize, hopefully, the RFQ.
So the train ride is in the park, and hopping on it as it goes by.
No. Well, if you want to do that also. The chamber, there's a gentleman that they get that's out of town that brings a miniature train.
Yeah.
That comes in and goes through the park.
That's cool.
That's all.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Steve.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We have currently responded to about 9,000 calls for this year. I didn't have the numbers available at the last meeting, so our September numbers, basically 890 incidents in September with about 91 arrests, 4 juvenile arrests, 145 citations issued, and we have 4 cases that are still awaiting charges for September. Some other news, Michael Klettenberg, who is currently at the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy down in Evansville, he graduates Friday, November the 9th, and I don't think we meet before then, so I wanted to pass that along to you guys. We're excited about that. We'll be attending an open house in Evansville at the Academy in their new building tomorrow. It's something they're doing to kind of orient departments, since it is kind of a new thing. And let us take a look at what kind of training they're doing there. Also, I wanted to mention that we did formally retire K-9 Fritz. Fritz is a German Shepherd, and his handler was DJ Halter. We actually got Fritz in about 2007, and so he's been with us for quite a few years now. His reason for retirement, simply he's 9 years old, starting to see a little bit of problems with arthritis and different things. So obviously it's a program that we do think is a very valuable tool for law enforcement. And so moving into next year, we will be looking at doing some fundraising to try to get that program up and going again. It's a program that is funded by donations. So we always appreciate and we thank the community for standing behind that program.
Great.
Thank you.
Is that it? Oh.
Kayla Stedman, shelter. As of October, we've had 30 new volunteers come out. We've had nine owner reclaims, 22 cat adoptions, and 16 dog adoptions.
Great. Thanks.
Bye. Okay, moving on. There is no old business, so we'll move on to new business. First is banners and parade for Fife and Drums Corps. John Andrews.
Yeah, John brought it up.
John Andrews. I represent the committee that's consists of the Spirit of Vincennes members and Vincennes Convention and Visitors Bureau, who is the host unit or core of the Freezer Jam 2013, which is the Fife and Drum conference and their annual winter get together, more or less, which is held across the Midwest each year, and Vincennes is hosting that with the help of those organizations. We're requesting the banner, at least two, possibly four banners to be hung for the February 23rd date prior to. And I don't know if we, do we have to spell out where we want them at this point? Or
yeah, usually what Dan does is he'll reserve some spots for you on the week or 2 weeks before or whatever, 2 weeks.
Was it possible to reserve four spots at this time? And then, I mean, I doubt if we have four banners, but.
Yeah, we could, we can. And then we just, once we know how many banners we're going to have.
It's an event that's going to host about 250 participants and along with their families at the Red Skelton Center on February 23rd and culminating in a concert that night after workshops all day. We're also planning tentatively a parade of invitational parade of fifers and drummers, 10 to 15 corps down Main Street. And I didn't know if there was an actual parade route or something. I mean, our idea at this point is to form up like it's between 6th and 7th on Main Street, just do Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Or you could do the Christmas. You know, route,
backwards,
you backwards.
Well, our idea is to wind up.
Well, you want to be down towards the memorial.
Towards the memorial, but for a jam session on either the front lawn or Patrick Henry mm-hmm. Drive or somewhere in that
right.
area of the memorial.
Yeah.
After the parade.
So that would make sense.
With city parking lot halfway in between where people can park. And
mm-hmm.
so and that's all tentative at this time, but as soon as we meet again, we'll have. Better idea what time of day, but it's going to be on February 23rd, Saturday.
Obviously some of it may be weather related. One of the cool things about this event is that we've got a commitment from the Old Guard, which is the the Army's Fife and Drum Corps, and go on if you're interested, go on a YouTube site under the Old Guard, and I mean they are a class act, so it'll be really something to see. So I'll make a recommendation that we reserve the traditional four spots for banners 2 weeks before the February 23rd event and tentatively approve a parade route from 6th or 7th to 2nd Street on Main on the time to be designated on February. It would be on February 23rd then?
Yes.
Yeah, February 23rd.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Thanks, John.
Thank
I look forward to hearing more about that.
Next is rental of Vincennes Riverfront Pavilion. Heidi Birch.
Sure didn't look like Heidi Birch.
Heidi.
I'm disappointed.
My name is Jordan Bushnell, representing Heidi Birch. We got engaged recently and would like to request the Riverfront Pavilion on June 8th for our wedding. We are aware that the farmer's market is there until 1 o'clock, and we can set up at 1:30. I didn't know if we could possibly set up lights above the rafters before that day, just to get a little bit of setup already finished. Up to you guys, but we'd just like to request June 8th in general.
Dan, have you had that request before? I mean, I
don't believe so.
I can't see where that would interfere with anything if they were.
What kind of lights are you?
Heidi would know all of this. Just say yes, yes, ma'am, yes.
Yes, yes.
So
you're learning your role very quickly.
I really think they would be intertwined up and down the rafters, wouldn't get in the way of any markets, anything like that. But
no, I think there's netting.
Yeah, there's netting in there. Okay. Yeah, you might have her take a look at that.
Yeah, we will.
We could also approve that at a later point.
Sure. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So while we hold off on that till we know,
sure,
to have her check that out. So you already got the paperwork and stuff that you need from him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the rental of the pavilion for June the 8th, pending the notification of insurance. And then we'll subsequently make a decision about lighting ahead of time if it's appropriate.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Great. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's right. I'd say he's already, yeah. He's past the Klondike rule, you know, 5 seconds. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Next is Casey's Bucket Brigade for St. Jude's Hospital. Benny Webb.
Hi, my name's Jenny Webb, and I'm a manager at Casey's. We are doing a fundraiser between October 1st and October 31st for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And we would like to have a bucket brigade on October the 27th, preferably between 10 and 6, or 10 and 4, at the corner of 15th and Park Street.
Between 10 and 4, okay.
We're trying to raise as much money as we can. It's good charity.
So, Chief, you have any issues or concerns about that particular intersection with the...
As always, I would just say that, you know, definitely encourage vests and insurance and, you know...
A vest for, yeah.
We're going to have, I think, orange pumpkins. Actually, it's a pumpkin for oriented fundraisers.
Mm-hmm. But he was talking about like wearing like vests so that people see vests. You for safety and purposes. Yeah. Okay. And then that's not when they have their Hart Street Halloween thing going on, is okay. All right. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve a bucket brigade on October 27th at the intersection of 15th and Hart from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next is SIDC Grant Administration Contract, Matt Sward.
Good evening. Matt Sward, Southern Indiana Development Commission. As you're probably aware, the Vincennes River Road project was funded the CFF grant through Office of Community and Rural Affairs. And I've got, excuse me, the grant administration contract, and then also Brian Bullock with Midwestern Engineers is here to present his contract as well. But I did want to just cover some of the dates real quick. There's a notice of environmental, removal of environmental conditions. I'm working on that now. That's the date on that is November 30th. We should have that taken care of here in the next couple of weeks. The bid deadline, the project needs to be bid by March the 31st, 2013, and then release of funds by May 31st. I don't see an issue with either one of those dates. And then the end date is, I thought it was on that page and it's not, March 31st, 2014. So I don't really see any issues with meeting any of those timelines. As far as the grant admin contract is concerned, this is for Southern Indiana Development Commission, grant administrative services, labor standards of the project, and then also the environmental review. It's pursuant to the budget we turned in with the grant application. Nothing's changed on that front. And then also there is some new legislation that I learned from your attorney about trading with Iran. So we've got a certification in there that we do not trade with Iran, so that is part of the contract.
And I will tell you that I did attend the OKRA seminar last week, and I understand how important you are to this grant.
And then they need to be signed. Do you want? Can you sign those now, or do we?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Or after the meeting, I'll get with them.
Whatever's easy.
Okay. Great. Thanks, Matt.
Again, my name's Brian Bullock, representing Midwestern Engineers. We've also got our contract for the engineering design. It's actually a revision to the original plans. We had already completed plan previously, so the contract is just to revise those plans. It's also for general observation during construction and inspection services throughout the project. And we also don't see any issue with meeting the deadlines that Matt had indicated. More likely we'll bid this winter. There's a couple permits that we'll have to receive and then be able to start later this spring or summer. Obviously like to do it in the summer months with the water level.
Right.
Where that's located.
After running.
Yeah. And Kirk, you're on board with all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Next is the 2013 employee holiday schedule. Cheryl Hacker.
I did see that.
Basically, this is just the same as this year, except that there are no election days next
year. I just went off last year's schedule, followed the same holidays, and like I said, removed, since there's no elections in 2013, removed the two election days, and so just as presented for our employee holidays.
Okay. Motion that we accept the 2013 employee holiday schedule as presented by Ms. Hacker.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't, Dave, do we need a motion to sign those contracts?
Did I need one?
Yes, so. So we'll step back to the previous item D. I'll make a motion that we approve the SIDC grant administrative contract presented this evening along with the engineering contract.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move to miscellaneous for the fire truck bids. We just received the one. Right. And this is for a 1996 Pierce Sabre fire truck. From Canton Fire Department in Canton, Illinois. They are submitting a bid of $42,000.
That's our one and only bid, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I motion that we accept the bid of $42,000 for the aforementioned truck by the Canton Fire Department.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have some representatives from that community here.
Back here.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Yes. Thank you. Firefighters in Iran.
Okay. If nothing else.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Firefighters from Iran.
No,
wow, not funny.